Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 22nd, Thursday. 2019, day 234. Today's topic, how painful are honest words? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 91 verses 1 to 8, Job chapter 4 verse 1 to chapter 7 verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18 to chapter 4 to verses 40. Proverbs 21 verse 27. Today's main passages. The first one is from Job chapter 5 verse 17. That's from Job's friend Eliphaz. He said, "Blessed is the one whom God corrects, so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty." And then Job chapter 6, verse 24 to 30, as Job's reply to his friend Eliphaz, "Teach me and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong. How painful are honest words. But what do your arguments prove? Do you mean to correct what I say and treat my desperate words as wind? You would even cast lots for the fatherless and barter away your friend. But now be so kind as to look at me. Will I lie to your face? Relent. Do not be unjust. Reconsider. For my integrity is at stake. Is there any wickedness on my lips? Can my mouth not discern malice?" Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Do you have three good friends as Job? That they could be with you for 7 days and seven nights without saying a word? In your most distressed time, most painful time? Have you thought of even, they were so good to Job, but they were wrong greatly? You want to ask, how could they be wrong? His friend Eliphaz says, "How painful are honest words?" If you read the two passages above again, you should know that what Job really wants to say is somewhat like this. You think that you use honest words to me, but you are acting like a prosecutor. Your judgment is that I was sinful. That's why God punished me like that. Am I really guilty? My friend, how could you hurt me like that? Have you ever taken Satan's seat as prosecutor, accuser, thinking that what you said are all honest words, righteous words, and actually you act as righteous, but you hurt your good friend deeply, and you think you have helped him greatly. Oh, that's how we really are as human. Don't hurt anymore. What they need is your comforting words, words to build up each other, and action to sacrifice for each other. That's what friendship really means. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to stop hurting each other by what we think is honor's words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of warning and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to prepare yourself not hurting others anymore using what you think are honest words? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.